one option alone, and he threw himself into a backflip, knowing his enemies would pursue, doubting that his position would be any better when he landed than when he had leaped. And worse, and he knew himself doomed, his leap took him over a third warrior, one that had come skidding in at his back. Drizzt landed with a flourish, blades spinning in wide circles, expecting six swords rushing in at him. But no, he found none. For it was no drow he had somersaulted, but a human, and one wielding two drow swords, and doing so with the skill of any weapons master who had ever graduated from Melee Magvir, and doing so with the skill of Drizzt himself. "Quick, fool!" Artemis and Treri yelled at him as the assassin took Drizzt's place between the dark elf warriors. Drizzt leaped ahead, spinning sidelong, yelling, "Right!" And at precisely the correct moment, Entreri spun to his left to face up against that drow, while Drizzt rolled in at his back to meet the other. Now the parries included counters, clever riposts, as Drizzt and Entreri, mirror images of each other, found an easy rhythm against the skilled drow warriors. In separate fights, one against one, either of these skilled Zorlarans might have held firm for some time against either of these opponents, and so, of course, they both assumed that, with their practiced teamwork, they would still win the day. They both assumed wrong. Drizzt and Entreri had not battled together nearly as often as their opponents, but it didn't matter. Not with these two, so perfectly matched, each with so great an understanding of the other. Drizzt went into a sudden charge, Twinkle and Icing Death slashing in a powerful flurry that drove his opponent back. But Drizzt did not follow for long, cutting into a sudden backstep and throwing himself down and around. Entreri felt the motion as Drizzt moved from his back and listened carefully for the sudden return. When it came, the assassin struck hard to keep his enemy engaged, then leaped up high, legs flying out to either side. He waited for Drizzt to slide through, before snapping himself around in midair to meet the rush of the warrior Drizzt had driven off. And by that time, though it was only a heartbeat, both of Drizzt's blades had thrust in beneath the attempted block of the surprised dark elf who had been battling Entreri, whose eyes had lifted with Entreri's jump, and who had not even noted the sliding charge of Drizzt until it was far too late. Drizzt retracted his bloody blades, tucked one leg in tight in his slide, and propelled himself up and around in a spin, a backhand slash of Twinkle cutting down the wounded drow. By the time Drizzt came around, he found the other enemy in full flight, running fast from Entreri, who did not pursue. That drow danced and leaped among the carnage, heading for the doorway in the far corner of the room. He made it more than halfway, quick-stepping past fallen kin, fallen goblins, and the torn bodies of dark elf vampire minions, before a powerful and squat form appeared out of nowhere, flying against him and throwing him crashing to the floor. Holding fast to his victim, Thibeldorf Puent began to shake and thrash, his rigid armor tearing the drow to pieces. Drizzt spun back the other way, toward the wall of fire and the companions of the hall. He couldn't see Brunner or Catti Bree, or two of the trio of driders that had gone against them. The wall of flames obscured that fight, but he did see Regis lying on the floor, covering up pathetically as the rearing drider came down, the huge mace, the mace of ambergris, Drizzt realized, crashing down in a surely killing blow. "Regis!" Drizzt cried out desperately. Above the hiss of the fires, above the ring of swords, above the cries of the wounded, above the growls of Puent's undead, came the thunder as Aegis Fang swept up to meet the downward chop of Skullcrusher. Both Wolfgar and Eurynome roared as their weapons collided, the cries and crash blending together in a sound of pure power that reverberated off the forge walls. Intent on protecting Regis, who was not moving and was not even conscious, Wolfgar tried to skip out to the side, but the fierce drider stopped him with a planted leg and cleverly stabbed in with Skullcrusher. Wolfgar managed to sweep his warhammer vertically to turn the mace aside, but he sucked in his breath as he realized the stab to be a ruse, a way for Wolfgar to help the drider properly angle his weapon for another strike at Regis. Wulfgar threw Aegis' fang at the beast. He couldn't get any weight behind the throw to hurt the Drider, so he used it as a distraction, a way to slow the strike at Regis, and he launched himself out, catching Skullcrusher's handle just above the Drider's grip. The barbarian's muscles corded and strained against the powerful abomination, and a lesser man would have simply tumbled down atop Regis behind the mace's descent. But Wulfgar held on, and when Eurynome jerked the mace back, the barbarian was ready, rolling around and leaping up, crashing against the Drider's drow torso. Face to face, the mighty warriors clenched and struggled. Eurynome bit down hard on Wulfgar's left shoulder, digging in, and Wulfgar felt poison coming from that abomination's deadly bite. Regis's potion had saved him again, he knew. The duo wrestled and twisted. The Drider lifted a spider leg, and Wulfgar realized that it meant to stomp Regis. With a great, desperate twist, Wulfgar yanked the Drider aside, and the two nearly tumbled into the wall of fire. Eurynome bit down harder and pushed ahead, bending Wulfgar backward. The barbarian wedged the fingers of his free right hand in against the Drider's cheek. Wulfgar tightened the muscles of his chest and shoulder, growling back against the bite, hardening the Drider's target and so weakening the Drider's hold. The two stumbled around on 8 spidery legs. They seemed like bipedal combatants fighting atop a giant spider. Back and forth they went, sometimes touching the wall, sometimes hovering dangerously around Regis. Wulfgar slipped his little finger into the Drider's eye and pressed on, and Eurynome had to relent. "Tempus!" the barbarian roared, as much to infuse himself with heightened anger as to call to his god. He pushed out with all his strength, driving Eurynome's head to his left, the Drider's free hand tugging at his wrist. Wulfgar let go of the face suddenly, snapping his arm back with a tug and at the same time replacing it with his left hand, clamping fully on Eurynome's face. The barbarian rolled his shoulders forward and bulled ahead and down. The firewall fell away then, showing the two dead Driders on the other side, with Brunner atop one, staring back slack-jawed at the titanic battle between Wulfgar and Eurynome. Caddy Bree watched too, as did Drizzt and Entreri, all 4 stunned to inaction by the spectacle. Wulfgar bulled and pushed, his muscles standing taut. Huge Eurynome pushed back, cords of sinewy muscles straining and glistening with sweat. The Drider stumbled backward and nearly toppled, but kicked its rear legs out and planted them firmly. Eurynome had made a mistake. He should have rolled over. He was locked in place, unable to give, forced to hold back Wulfgar's push, which he could not. He bent over backward, and the barbarian plowed on, driving his left hand forward, bending Eurynome's head back. Down Wulfgar jerked with all his strength, and then again when Eurynome stopped his